رمضان 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 يا حبيب رمضان رمضان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن هذا أخي له 99 نعجة ولي نعجة واحدة فقال أكفلنيها وعزني في الخطاب.
The case of the litigation is that this is my brother. He has 99 ewes, female sheep, while I have one ewe. Still he says, make it over to me. And he has been prevailing by his arguments upon me. The story which is contained in this verse, and which is actually found in verses 21 to 26 of this chapter, speak about an important event in the life of Prophet Dawood, peace be upon him. Two brothers had a dispute, and made their way into the house of Prophet Dawood, peace be upon him, albeit through impermissible means, by scaling the walls of his palace and barging in on him. Since Prophet Dawood, peace be upon him, was known to be fair in his rulings, they sought adjudication from him about their disagreement and asked him to provide them with religious guidance. What were these two brothers fighting over? Well, just like many disputes which come up between people, it was about money. The plaintiff, who was petitioning his case to Prophet Dawood, peace be upon him, told the judge that the defendant, his brother, had 99 female sheep, while he only had one female sheep, and his brother, who had significantly more, wanted to take the only one possession that he had left. From this verse, it seems that the defendant was able to overpower the plaintiff and take away that one female sheep, and so now they were coming to Prophet Dawood, peace be upon him, in order to seek arbitration and a fair judgment from him. Rather than waiting for the defendant to present his arguments and his side of the story, the Quran tells us that Dawood, peace be upon him, immediately passed the judgment. Although he was correct in his verdict, however, justice and fairness dictate that he should have listened to both sides and then offer the ruling. He told the defendant that he had been unjust in his dealings with the plaintiff, and that he had no right to ask for the one female sheep. He made an interesting point which even runs true today with business partners.
وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَقَلِيلٌ مَّا هُمْ.
And indeed, many associates oppress one another, except for those who believe and do righteous deeds. And few are they. Prophet Dawood, peace be upon him, realized that he was too quick in passing a judgment, and that he was under a test by Allah. And so he asked for forgiveness, and turned back to him in repentance for this act, even though it was not a sin that he committed. Allah forgave him, and confirmed that Prophet Dawood, peace be upon him, still had a closeness to the Almighty, and ensured that Dawood, peace be upon him, would be given a great place in paradise along with the blessings of that world. Point of reflection. In our personal lives, whether at school, work, in the community, or in our family setting, we must always ensure that when disputes arise, we listen to all of the sides and are not quick in making any conclusions on others. For we must remember that there is the best of judges who will soon pass judgment on us.
Ramadan, 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 ya Habib. Ramadan, Ramadan, laytaka dawman qareeb.